RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This is WEEI Afternoons
with Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy Stevens,
and three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
Right to the guest line, because you don't want to make an MVP candidate wait. Drake May, quarterback of the New England Patriots on a Patriots Monday, is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health, with 6 New England offices, or at northeastmenshealth.com, by Windward Mental Health. Start your healing journey now at windwardmentalhealth.com. And by John Sewer and Drain Cleaning, the name to know when your drains don't flow. Drake, how are we doing this week?
What's going on? How you guys doing?
We're good. And I actually wanted to start with how you're doing, because the cameras caught you on the sideline, coughing up a lung, blowing your nose. You sounded a little ill in your post-game press conference. Were you a little under the weather yesterday? How you feeling?
Yeah, a little bit. I feel good, though. A little bit of runny nose, a little bit of cough, but should we battle the elements and come out the win? So that's what's mattered.
Can we call that the Drake May flu game, like Jordan had the flu game? Can we call it the Drake May flu game?
No, nothing like that. Just another day. Just another day.
That's basically our resting state up here all the time during these New England winters, Drake. So welcome to the club, man.
Exactly.
So I wanted to ask you, like, I'm a big fan of storylines and symmetry. How did it feel to have arguably your best game as a professional in the same place where your professional career began? You know, you get your first reps down there at MetLife, and now you come back a year and a half later playing for a division, 5 touchdown passes. How'd that feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's full circle. Honestly, you know, what a year it's been since that moment I got my first action. It was pretty cool, and I was reminiscing on it a little bit yesterday with my first action out there, and kind of different point in the season, and a different type of season it is this year. So just very fortunate, and it just shows, you know, what happens when you put some work in and some different faces are around, and you just believe in each other. And I think it's been good. We got some work left out there that we're looking forward to.
I think in one of your answers last night, someone asked you about what was working on offense, and you were talking about the receivers, top of their routes, getting open, the protection, different. And then you said, and I felt like I was throwing it pretty good. Was yesterday one of those days where you did just feel good with the football basically every time it left your hand? It was near perfection.
I think sometimes when you get out there in pregame and you feel pretty good throwing it around, you just you like the way the footballs are feeling, and that's kind of one of those things that I hope to try to feel and kind of replicate more and more. And just trying to get used to, throwing in the cold weather, and I think the football is feeling great. Shout out to my guys, Ben and Ben and Alex in the equipment room, man, they do a great job with the footballs each and every week. So, you know, shout out to those guys. And then from there, just try to give our guys a chance to go make a play, and they did that yesterday.
Drake, with so many injuries on the team all week long, what was the state of mind? What was the mentality during practice leading up to the game yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, it was unfinished business. That's what we said in the beginning of the week. You wanted to go 8-0 on the road. You know, special thing that you could do in this league of going undefeated on the road in the seasons. That's pretty tough to do. So we're glad we could accomplish that. And it was one of those mindsets we kept on thinking the whole year, pack our identity in the suitcase and don't just pack it, bring it out and showcase it. I think we did that.
The Fox cameras showed you, they did a little montage of you pointing to the sideline after every touchdown. We've talked to you a little bit about that, but is it safe to say yesterday was one of those days where Josh McDaniels, your play caller, was sort of in his bag? Seemed like almost everything he drew up, called up, was working for you guys.
Yeah, he's in his bag every week. We just got to go out there and execute it. You know, I think it's, you know, plays are a big deal, but, you know, us players executing the plays is a bigger deal. So he does his part, and those coaches do their part every week. We just got to go out there and execute their, you know, what they expect to happen or the adjustments that we get from what they think, you know, what we get, and then just play from there and just be instinctive. And I think that's the best thing we've been doing lately is just, you know, play instinctive and not really worried about too much what they're doing, more worried about what we're doing, what we can control.
I know you were very deferential and humble when you found out what company you're now a member of in terms of the 4,000-yard club. But what's it feel like to be Drake 4K May up there with Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady as now only the third Patriots quarterback to have that?
Yeah, I love these nicknames.
It's a new one, right? 4K May, man.
Exactly. Now you get my buddies calling me that. Anytime you're in a competition with those two quarterbacks, you know, you must have, you know, you're a good company. So those guys are great. They're, you know, Patriots legends. And hopefully to not just be in the conversation with them one time, Mike, or hopefully to continue on trying to, like I said, keep on, you know, playing good football and playing clean football. And shoot, any competition with those guys, you know, I'm doing something right. And those guys around me and people that are helping me out are doing a lot more things right than I am.
Patriots quarterback Drake May here on WEEI Afternoons on a Patriots Monday. Drake, Efton Chisholm, got a couple throws to him yesterday, got him his first touchdown. And you've seemed to show all year long that you'll throw to anybody. Whoever Josh puts out there, whatever personnel group is out there, you'll throw to him. What was it like throwing to Chisholm as the next man up yesterday? And what's it been like seeing him develop behind the scenes? Coach Vrabel says he makes a lot of plays on the practice field.
I'm about to say he makes a bunch of plays in practice, you know, on our first team defense. So I'm sure if you do that, he can do it against anybody. So, he ran a great route. He made another big time catch that I thought he could have scored on if he didn't, you know, have a little pop Douglas and stumble on his own feet. So, you know, I was proud of him for stepping up. He did some work in the run game blocking. He, you know, the play before that, the big third down where he had a bigger play where he picked somebody off in a man coverage and got Mondre open to the flat on a big third down. So I was honestly more proud of him for that than the third down, than the touchdown catch. He just keeps on doing the right things, and he wants to be a great player in this league. And, you know, a lot of the trust that I have in guys starts in practice, and he's done that, you know, since he got here.
Drake, can you talk about how much Mac Hollins has meant to this team to this point and what a loss that could be potentially not having him for the remainder of the season?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, a guy like Mac's a glue guy, and he's a glue guy for us. That's turned into a big-time player on us that is, you know, makes a lot of plays for us, does a lot of little things, does everything the right way, knows where to line up, gets people lined up. He's just a great guy to have around, man. He's a Tar Heel that just makes plays, and he's smart like every Tar Heel I know is. And, yeah, it's unfortunate, but we're looking forward to having him back at some point, and it's next man up like it's been all year long.
A couple weeks ago, you had a chance at one of those reverse blocks, and you came on and told us you weren't too proud of the effort. You had the chance again yesterday. What's the grade on the effort blocking on that reverse yesterday? Feel a little better about it?
Yeah, I don't know. What do y'all think? I thought it was all right. Got in the way enough.
Do you ever worry that one of those guys is going to light you up? Because I wonder why one of those guys doesn't just absolutely light you up.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm 230 pounds, 6'5". I think it's a little harder to light me up than you think. So,
there you go. Love it. Love the answer.
When I see the guys coming, I got a good gist, but when I'm standing there with a football like a statue, it's a little easier for those guys to take me off my feet.
I'm not sure if you saw a replay of it, speaking of showing up and showing out for the team, but when you got popped late in the first half, Coach Vrabel didn't seem to care for that very much at all, running out in the field and then was prowling up and down the sidelines. May have muttered some colorful language to some of your fellow teammates about how he felt toward the Jets. How's that feel to have a coach in your corner and getting your back like that?
Oh, he's been our corner. He's been in our corner since the day he got hired. He's not going to change. He coaches hard and loves us, and I appreciate the way he shows emotion and yells at the refs on the sidelines. It's awesome. It's hilarious. And that attitude and that mentality, it starts with him and it trickles down, and hope to be as fiery and emotional as he is one day, as long as it doesn't affect my play.
Drake, you guys have been very consistent over the last couple of weeks. You clinched the playoffs, but you said we want the division title. What was it like? We saw that little video, but what was it like experiencing that, watching the Bills game and clinching those hats and T-shirts on the bus yesterday?
Yeah, I was watching with some of the guys on the bus. You know, obviously it wasn't the number one way you want to draw it up to win the division, but you never complain with the goal we had in mind. And it was awesome to celebrate with our teammates after we got home from the trip. And, that was a crazy game. That was a crazy ending. But like I said, we were wish we would have done it earlier. But I'm glad it ended up happening, and still got some work left. Like I said,
yeah, I can't imagine you have many regular season goals left now. Just one game remaining, and now what is likely the biggest game of your life, your first NFL playoff game to come, maybe in 2 weeks, perhaps in 3 weeks. We'll see what the seeding is after Sunday, but what game previously holds the record for biggest game you ever played?
Biggest game I've ever played? I think the next one. The next one that I play is the biggest game. So we got the Dolphins here this Sunday. So not try to talk in the past or talk in the future. Just talk about what's worried about now.
What would you say if somebody on the radio said it's Super Bowl or bust for the New England Patriots?
I think they can have their own opinion if somebody said that. You know, we're worried about each and every week and trying to go out there and beat the next opponent on our schedule. So I think Super Bowl or bust, I'm not really even sure what that term exactly means. I know a lot of people say it, but I think everybody in the NFL, Super Bowl or bust at the beginning of the year, and it's whoever tries to make it.
Yeah, would have been a pretty empty stadium. I know each and every week we like to talk about how much the Patriots fan support has meant to you guys along the way this season. Would have been a pretty empty stadium if the Pats fans didn't show up yesterday. How nice was it to see MetLife Stadium, Jet Life Stadium, full of more Patriots fans than Jets fans?
Yeah, man, that was cool to see. I saw Patriots fans galore out there yesterday, and they, like I said, every week they show out and show up, and we got to keep on giving them a reason to show up, and hopefully this these next two home games that we got will be a great environment.
We haven't had a chance to talk to you since the holiday. How was how was Christmas around the May household?
Yeah, it was good. It was good. It was awesome. It's always a great time of year and a great time of year to remember what the season's for. And I think just being around some family, and football always makes the holidays a little better in my opinion. So I got some good football and got a win. So that's what matters.
Did you happen to get? Were there any presents on your list that you really wanted and you got, or was there a favorite gift?
Good question. I think the win. I think the win was a good gift. Going to New York and getting a win. New York's always a good Christmas time. So, my wife got me some great stuff. She does a great job on Christmas, and just probably her bacon. That's always a win. I'm always winning.
Yeah, those cinnamon rolls looked good. We saw Will enjoyed those. Speaking of Will and the offensive line, now that it's passed, any chance you want to share with us what you got the guys up front?
I think that's the thing, if they want to share it. So they all, they've done a great job this year, and I think it's, they probably deserve more than what I gave them. So I just can't thank those guys enough.
All right, it's time now for your favorite segment, May or May Not.
May or May Not.
It's time for a weekly peek.
May or May Not.
Inside the likes, loves, mind, and style of New England's quarterback.
May not
on WEEI Afternoons.
May or may
All right, Drake, we obviously go from one holiday week to another. So with New Year's later in the week, New Year's resolutions, may or may not.
I'm always in for New Year's resolution. Hopefully to either watch my diet or watch something I could take out of my life or try to, keep on a good track. So I'm always for my wife loves doing them. So I got to be something that I'm willing to do, though.
All right, Drake, you have previously referred to yourself and the fact that you go to bed early as grandpa on our very radio waves. But New Year's, everyone likes to stay up to see the ball drop till midnight. So may or may not, staying up till midnight to see the ball drop.
Yeah, that's a may not for me. I don't think I'll stay up and see it. I don't think. My wife will probably be slumped.
So right now I'm watching a bowl game on the screen in front of us in the studio, and bowl games have gotten a lot of scrutiny lately with opt-outs for players or bowl games that aren't part of the college football playoff. So how about college football bowl games, may or may not? Oh, I think we actually lost Drake there. He hung up. Nice job, Fitzy. Fitzy caused him to hang up.
Yeah, it must have been that super offensive question I asked him about staying up till midnight.
It looks like he's dialing back in. I don't know.
He was saying something about his wife. Like, I think Ann Michael May does the part of staying up for the May family as well.
I think she said, I think he said should be slumped. Like sleeping.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, yes, he is.
She falls asleep on the sofa watching the ball drop. I wonder if she, yeah.
All right. Let's go back to Drake May. We got you again, Drake.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, I don't know what happened.
No worries. So I was just saying college football bowl games, there's been a lot of opt-outs, and some people, if you're not in the college football playoff, how those are treated. So your thoughts on sort of the history and college football bowl games in particular, may or may not?
Ooh, I think in the past, I think I was a fan of the bowl games, but now I think once they got to the 12-team playoff, I think you'll end up seeing bowl games phase out, in my opinion.
You were saying earlier that watching your diet is one of your potential resolutions every year. A big tradition around here in New England on New Year's Eve is ordering Chinese food and watching movies. I'm not sure if you've gotten into that. So doing Chinese takeout in movies, may or may not?
May not. I'm not a big fan of Chinese food. So I'm more like Five Guys or something.
Nice. And finally, we ask you a lot about MVP awards, and you sort of are deferential. There's another guy in this town having an MVP caliber season. Jaylen Brown is killing it for your Boston Celtics. Jaylen Brown as a legitimate NBA MVP candidate, may or may not?
Oh, I think 100%. I think he's, what, had how many games of 30-plus? I think he just had a couple games of 40.
Yep.
He's doing whatever they need to, and he can score the ball at will, and he does it so nonchalantly. Looks like he's not even trying out there. So he came out in my brother's class, thought about going with my brother to North Carolina, but he ended up better off, whatever he decided to do, going to Cal. So I think definitely, for sure.
You guys are the tides that are raising Boston sports once again, and it's awesome to see. Finally, for me, Drake, now you're up in New England, wintertime, obviously different sports down in North Carolina, but up here, ice skating, sledding, skiing, may or may not. Are you into the winter sports?
Ooh, I'm probably 50-50. I'm half in, half out. I don't love ice skating or skiing. I like my feet being in contact with the ground.
Same.
But sledding, I could do sledding. I'm always for sledding and having a good time.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week. The quarterback question of the week is brought to you by Northeast Men's Health, the experts in treating men's sexual health with 6 New England offices or at northeastmenshealth.com. This week's comes from Greg in Gardner. Greg asked Drake, are you truly able to enjoy and appreciate the season that you are having as both an individual and as a member of the team while you're going through it?
That's a great question. I honestly think we're next week and take advantage of the win or the loss for 24 hours, 24-hour rule, and try to get going. It's really hard to reflect on the year you've had, and I think one of the best things to do is go back and look at some of the moments, and some of my pictures and camera roll remind me of those moments in the locker room or moments in the game. And I think it's so next week and next opponent and win this week that it's hard to reflect on in the time that you're in it. And it's almost one of those things after the season you appreciate it more. But while you're in it, you just try to move on ahead, and it goes by so fast, but it's so important that it's hard to really reflect and appreciate it. But I think that's a great question.
All
right, Drake, congrats on the performance in New York on Sunday, and good luck closing out the regular season. We'll talk to you next week.
There you go. Thanks, guys. Go Pats. Peace.
Ooh, was that a piece at the end? That was a go Pats and a piece from Drake May. I love it. The guy is getting more and more comfortable in his own skin, and the genuine Drake May is coming out.
I need a jersey. That's it. I need it.
No, you need a jersey.
Jersey?
Don't be cheap.
What's wrong with the jersey?
You know when you guys were like, Andy, get a nice shirt. A nice shirt fits you well. It's good to have a nice shirt. Spend the $150 on a nice shirt. Get yourself a Drake May jersey, not a jersey, none of that crap. Yeah, you don't have to get the game authentic. Just get the, I think it's like the $180 version. It's like the best of the replica type jersey.
I got that. Sorry, the jersey is for the producer salary, unfortunately.
There is no shame in a jersey, Stanley. I think it's also nice. You know what else? A Patriots jersey under like a blazer or something like that, that doesn't fit. But like a jersey with that nice little hood, maybe a blazer, that's some biz cash right there.
All right, 617-779-7937. How you feeling about our conversation with Drake May? He's a big guy. That's why guys don't lay him out when he's blocking, because at his size, they got to take that. He's not standing flat.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Flat foot with the ball, like when he's in the pocket, it's mano a mano out there. 617-779-7937. We'll react to our conversation with Drake May coming off the big win. Continue to break down everything you feel about your New England Patriots. Why are they not Super Bowl contenders? What is their aspect that concerns you? That's up next here on WEEI Afternoons. But first, Dan Ball has what's trending.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles. Rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.